Several environmental groups are calling on federal regulators to address levels of the chemical benzene they say are unacceptably high near three U.S. steel plants in the Mon Valley near Pittsburgh. Two of the groups, the Environmental Integrity Project and the Breathe Project, teamed up with Carnegie Mellon University researchers to put air monitors outside of homes where industrial air pollution has been a problem. Now the groups want the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to do something about the benzene levels those monitors recorded. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier is here to talk about their request. Thanks for joining me, Reed.
Thank you.
What did the monitors find?
Well, they found levels of benzene that tended to spike around the same time that other levels of pollutants were spiking. Like if you recall in the fall, there were these heavy inversions and air quality got really bad in the Mon Valley and Pittsburgh in general. And inversions are sort of weather patterns that trap air pollution near the ground. So these levels of benzene approached, but they did not exceed federal limits for benzene. And the levels were highest near the Clairton and Irvin plants, U.S. Steel's plants in the Mon Valley. And generally speaking, they were around five times higher than they are in downtown Pittsburgh. That's what one of the researchers I talked to said. And we should say the Clairton Coke Works is by far the largest source of benzene in Allegheny County.
What do the environmental groups want the EPA to do?
So they wrote EPA a letter in which they laid out a few requests/demands. They want the EPA to use emergency powers that are specified under the Clean Air Act to do certain things where public health threat is, quote, imminent. Those include immediately inspecting, investigating, and enforcing any kind of relief necessary to lower benzene emissions in the region. Could also include requiring U.S. Steel to install fence line monitoring for benzene and other pollutants and step up oversight of existing laws on the books aimed at limiting toxic exposures.
What is benzene and why is it so bad?
Benzene is a naturally occurring molecule, chemical basically, that's found in oil and gas and fossil fuels. And it's a known carcinogen and it attacks bone marrow where red blood cells are produced, which can lead to blood diseases like anemia and leukemia. I talked with a researcher, a guy named David Eastman. He's a professor emeritus at the University of California, Riverside, who was not involved in any of the monitoring or the study. He's an expert on benzene. And he said that in combination with other air pollution impacts that are prevalent in the Mon Valley, like particulate matter and hydrogen sulfide, that rotten egg smell that we get here, he said something should be done to lower the health exposures from these pollutants. Not just for the residents, but also for the people who work in these plants.
Now, the workers that are exposed probably have risks that are much higher than certainly people in the surrounding community, because they're most likely exposed to much higher levels of benzene.
Well, what are residents who live nearby the plant saying?
I talked to some people who hosted some of these monitors over the past year. One of them was a guy named Dave Meckel of Glassport, which is right across the river from the Clairton Coke Works. He lives about a mile from the plant. And he's very upset at the amount of pollution that was coming into his air monitor. His wife was recently diagnosed with anemia, one of the known health impacts of benzene. And here's what he had to say.
You get a cloud cover over the valley, and their stuff is only going as high as the cloud, and then it falls to the ground. And it makes it stink all the worse because it can't get up into the atmosphere. It just hangs in the valley.
I also spoke with Jermaine Gooden-Patterson. She works with an environmental organization that's focused on some of these issues, but she also lives in Clairton. And she said she wasn't surprised to see high levels of benzene at her house. She has heart palpitations and thinks the air pollution from Clairton is to blame.
I think the health the residents should be protected by any means necessary. If that means closing the mill down, then that needs to happen. I don't know of the technology, but I know that there is technology out there that can lessen the levels of toxins there that are being emitted into the air.
I asked her if she was mad, like Dave Meckel was, about some of these levels. And she said, you know, anger wasn't really the right word for her.
I think I'm more discouraged I think for me, it's more discouraging that this is allowed to happen.
And because Pittsburgh is a small town, I used to work with Jermaine Gooden-Patterson. What does U.S. Steel say? And has EPA responded?
U.S. Steel says it's reviewing the letter. They also say that the environment is very important for them in their operations. The EPA says it's also reviewing the letter. They have not responded to the letter directly to the environmental groups that sent it. I reached out to one of the group's lawyers about the EPA's response. She says the EPA has not yet responded to our request for a meeting, though they are hopeful they will do so soon. There's no specific deadline or formal process that EPA has to follow, but the groups say they will continue to follow up with EPA until they're satisfied or at least they get some kind of response.
Well, thanks so much, Reed.
Thank you.
There's more on this story from the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.